welcome John Velazquez to Racetrackers. Good evening, John.
Good evening. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Well, first, let us congratulate you on your wonderful Kentucky Derby win. And obviously exciting times and a great accomplishment for you. So accept our congratulations to start.
Thank you. It's awesome.
Well, you know, you need no introduction. Anyone who plays horses knows John Velazquez, your Hall of Fame member from 2012, two-time Eclipse Award winner. You've had more than 31,000 starts, more than 5,700 wins, and astounding. Your horses have earned an astounding $364 million. Just a wonderful career in every respect. But right now you've teamed up with your longtime partner Todd Pletcher to win the Kentucky Derby. So obviously it's a big thrill.
It's been a long time coming, right? And finally we get to get one together.
Well, you know, we spoke on the show earlier. Terry Finley spoke on the show a few weeks ago and said how special it would be for you and Todd to win one together. I mean, you've won one before with Animal Kingdom, but you've teamed up with a number of big winners, including the Belmont on Rags to Riches with Todd Pletcher. But to win the Derby together must be quite a accomplishment.
It definitely is. You know, we have so much success in the past in all kind of races, and not getting to win the Derby together, it was something that was missing, definitely. And finally to get it done, it feels great.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly still the pinnacle race in this country. And, you know, despite all the inroads the Breeders' Cup has made, the Kentucky Derby just captures so many racing fans. And I guess your two wins in the Kentucky Derby now were different, with different types of horses. Animal Kingdom came from behind, and Always Dreaming, of course, has that natural early speed. Tell us a little bit about the difference between trying to be on the front in the Derby and trying to weave your way through horses from behind.
Well, obviously, it's a little easier when you have a horse speed and you can you position 100% and you don't have to battle, you know, through weaving in and out through the horses. Obviously, we won it with Animal Kingdom. It was come from way back. He was like 16 in the middle of the pack. You know, you have to buy your time, and hopefully the horse responds for a little space here and there. With this one, it was, much easier. I was dead and about there and wait until the last minute to save the best you can for the end of the race and add something right away.
Yeah, John, I'm sorry. I lost you a little bit there on the last minute. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Somehow the connection's a little bit bad here. I apologize for our listeners. One of the questions I wanted to ask was that there was a considerable discussion during the day about whether there was a bias towards the inside at Churchill Downs and whether or not that continued throughout the day. Did you find that the inside was the better place to be? Obviously, you saved ground, but did you find it to be significantly better running?
Well, it looked like the whole day the inside was much better, and speed was holding on pretty good. Our horse had some speed. We were in the first position, five. I think it was five. I don't even remember now.
Right.
But anyway. I know my horse has some speed, so I wanted to use him to get into the rail as fast as possible. And it worked out well. He broke well, got the position I wanted, and saved the ground the first turn. You know, obviously the other horse went to the lead, and I went around him in the back stretch, and I went back to the rail. So it worked out really good.
Now, obviously, it was a wonderful trip all around. You made a lot of people said that Todd Pletcher made the rather unusual decision to take this horse to Tampa Bay Downs to break his maiden, and you went along with him. Was that in recognition of how good he was, or was that just a normal course of being of going there where Todd has horses?
Well, definitely, I knew about him. I didn't work him in the morning, but I know that he was working really good, and he name was coming around barn. But, you know, when they asked me to go over there, I was definitely going to go and try it. He had potential. He was working really well. That's the race that Todd picked up for him. You will have to ask Todd why he picked up that race for him. I don't know why. And, you know, I ended up going to ride him because I do hear a lot about him, and it worked out really good, right?
Yeah, obviously, right. Well, I guess now it's on to the Preakness, and in these days and age, a two week break is relatively short for horses now. It used to be the standard, but now this is one of the few times that quality horses will run on two weeks rest. What do you expect, Todd? Well, I guess the horse is already in Pimlico. Will you go down and work him between now and then, or will the next time you see him be on Preakness Day?
I'm not sure yet. You know, I don't know the schedule. You know, I think Capital if he's going to work in him or not. Right now, the horses got there yesterday, I think the day before yesterday, and I'm sure. So this is up. It depends on how the horse is doing and what schedule Todd would like to do. I'm not a trainer.
Right.
I only go if he needs me to, you know. And after that, you know, proud to see him in, obviously, in Preakness.
Right. Well, it was a touching moment when Jose Ortiz congratulated you on horseback, and the whole nation, the whole world got to see that. And you and the Ortiz brothers go back a long way. You've been a mentor to them in a number of ways, correct?
That's right. Well, obviously, I could be their father. You know, they have to looking up. It's nice to have them, you know, doing the way they're doing, and actually congratulating me right after the race. So it's very touching, definitely. It was very, very nice on his part.
Right. Well, there's so many great riders, you included, and the Ortiz brothers have come out of Puerto Rico. You know, I had the pleasure to work in Puerto Rico for a number of years in my corporate career, and I know what great pride they take. Have you received congratulations from the island?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, a lot of interviews, radio interviews, and from everywhere.
Right.
They've been fun. They've been definitely a lot of fun.
Well, on to Baltimore, which in my opinion is one of the most fun cities for the races. I love Louisville and I love New York, but Baltimore seems to be this time of year is a lot of fun and a lot of good places. Do you have anything lined up on the undercard? Will you ride? I'm sure you'll ride somewhere on the undercard to get a feel for the day.
I don't know yet. That's another thing that I don't really pay attention to. My agent telling me, but I'm sure I will. Something, that's for sure.
Right. Well, I mean, we can't thank you enough for giving us your time. I know how busy you are. I would love to have you on some night when you had more time and we had more time just to talk about all the great horses that you've ridden over the years. And, you know, we all remember each and every one of them, and I would love to have that opportunity. But I know right now you're pressed for time, and I thank you so much for giving us your time today. And we at Racetrackers will be rooting for you on a week from Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, everyone. John Velazquez. Thank you, John.
Thank you.